Welcome to another edition of the Stack Supplement Podcast, where we go over all of the top stories and exciting announcements shared on our website from the past 7 days. And we're kicking things off with a bit of admin, as per usual, going over the interview that we posted up in the last week. If you didn't catch it, it is a sit-down with the one and only Jim McMahon, owner-founder of PVL and Mutant up in Canada. It was all about what is about to happen at Mutant. It's a big deal. They are undergoing a giant transformation, basically. There's a lot involved. It is referred to as a rebrand, but what they're doing is significantly more than your traditional rebrand. This isn't just a fresh new look and all that. The brand has really gone all out and put a lot into this sort of transformational evolution. If you sit through the interview we did with Jim, he pretty much touches on a lot of it, what they're trying to achieve with it, what they're trying to do with it. It's pretty big transformation. I have seen it, and it's kind of hard to put into words without sort of saying exactly what it is, but when you see it, you'll understand. And we pretty much touched on everything bar showing you what it looks like in the interview. Very cool and exciting for Mutant. Been around for ages, and they do. Jim McMahon also touches on a bit of what we're going to be getting in terms of formulas, because traditionally when you get makeovers and kind of, I guess, changing of approaches, when you get new looks and stuff like that, sometimes it brings a complete overhaul of formulations. That is a bit of the case with Mutant. This isn't entirely the case. Jim did confirm that we will be seeing a few supplements undergo a few tweaks. Specifically, it's Amino Cocktail Gear. But that also will be much less of the case, if not any case at all, with some of its signature staple supplements, including, of course, the legendary high-calorie gainer Mutant Mass, which, you can find all over the world. He pretty much made a point that that won't be changing, which makes sense. Again, it's one of their signature big-name supplements. Why would you change it? Don't change if it isn't broke type thing. From there, we're going to get straight into the news and announcements. The biggest stories we had from the last 7 days, and we kick things off with MusclePharm. Last year, the company was acquired, or the brand was acquired, and it was pointed out that with this new acquisition, this new direction, they were going to get back to, I guess, a lot of what they were in the beginning, which is a bold statement because MusclePharm was a powerhouse name back in the day. I'm talking circa 2013 or 14, maybe, when you had the Assault, the Recon, the Bulletproof, just that powerhouse, that selection of supplements that they had when they introduced the black and green. They did make some big promises, saying there were a lot of innovation and excitement to come. They also mentioned that they were going to be bringing back some past supplements, which had me hoping, for the love of Jesus, we were going to get some Bulletproof. Now, Bulletproof is a legendary supplement from MusclePharm, one of the first ever nighttime supplements that also had a nice recovery component to take advantage of that crucial nighttime recovery window, and it worked like a charm. It was damn good at getting you sleep, damn good at improving recovery, has you feeling refreshed. That's neither here nor there, but rather than reminiscing about the past, they did say they're going to bring back some supplements that were previously discontinued, and this past week we got two of those. Not exactly what I was hoping with Bulletproof. MusclePharm has brought back its core series fish oil, which, or at least essential series fish oil, which is, a relatively standard and common omega-3 supplement. And then they also brought back their multivitamin Multi-V, but there is a catch to that multivitamin. So Multi-V was around, came into the line long after the that big era that I was talking about in 2013. Back then, the brand had a multivitamin called Armour V. Now, the Multi-V that's just returned isn't the same formula as what we got in the last Multi-V. It is a little bit more advanced, a little bit more comprehensive, with touches, I would guess, that are very similar to that OG Armour V from way, way back in the day, where you got a nice 6-capsule serving, loaded with vitamins, minerals, superfoods, a few other components. And we do have some of that in this new Multi-V, which has a few superfood ingredients as well as immune support components. So it's a very, it's more advanced than the Multi-V we remember. And it is closer to that Armour V, not quite as stacked as I remember for that one. But pretty cool to see that return and Muscle Farm just sort of building that lineup back out and expanding it to what we, you know, hope to eventually build to. I was a big fan of Muscle Farm back in the day, and yeah, if you weren't around that era, it was a pretty heavy hitter. They used to just get a lot of attention no matter what they bought out. Again, Armour V, Recon, Combat Protein Powder, they were doing extremely well. So hopefully we get a bit more of that this year. But that is the news from Muscle Farm. We now send over to Axe and Sledge, who teased, revealed, and is releasing this week another supplement. And I will point out, when we got the teaser, the way they Axe and Sledge teased it was very hyperific. It had me pretty jazzed. I get excited about absolutely any new supplement, so anytime someone puts a bit of juice into the teaser, I'm get pretty hyped up. So they put in a bit about it was going to be an all-in-one supplement, and immediately I thought, okay, shit, here we go. This is Axe and Sledge's premium pre-workout. This is going to be their kitchen sink, as we've seen with C4 to C4 Dynasty. We saw with Rise to Godzilla. I mean, there are a lot of brands, Cage to Cage Elite, there are a lot of brands that have done this premium pre-workout approach where you get a lot more ingredients, kind of like a step up from their flagship pre, just putting a lot more juice into the supplement. And it does cost more, but they give you more in return in terms of formula. And that's what I thought this was going to be. As it turns out, Axe and Sledge revealed the supplement is called Intake, and it is an all-in-one type pre-workout. So we were able to confirm the price. This isn't going to cost any more than any of Axe and Sledge's other pre-workouts. The goal of this, however, is to give you a pre-workout that's more well-rounded. So if you weren't a fan, say you were a fan of Ignition Switch or Seventh Gear or their Don't Be a Pussy, maybe the energy was great, but you felt like it could do with less energy. You want more performance and pump support. That is the goal of Intake. So Intake is designed to kind of match that value of those other pre-workouts, but at the same time give, you know, instead of putting more effort and more of that budget into ingredients to help with energy and focus, it's spread it around to give you that all-in-one experience. And so the formula behind it is pretty good. Again, not the premium kitchen sink I was hoping for, which isn't to say that's not coming. But it's still pretty solid nonetheless, again, for the purpose of giving you a wider variety of benefits rather than an intense focus on one specific area of pre-workout. So the formula breaks down into 8 grams of pure citrulline, 3.2 beta-alanine, 2.5 betaine, L-of-ATP, and one of my extreme favorites that I have been working and playing with for the last 2-3 months, Synactive at a full 50 milligrams. They got 100 milligrams of theobromine, 250 caffeine anhydrous. That 250 combines with 50 milligrams of Zimixar extended release, so it's a combined 300 milligrams of caffeine. And then you got acetylcholine and tyrosine to offer some focus benefits. So again, very well rounded, not leaning too much towards the focus or energy or even pump and performance. It is a well-rounded all-in-one supplement. Basically, again, just giving fans of Axe and Sledge an alternative that maybe they would like a month with less energy and more support somewhere else. Maybe they were buying two hydraulic, their pump pre-workout, and one of the stim pre-workouts, and maybe just want to cut back and use one. Intake's a good solution there, not as advanced, but a good solution there. And it is launching this week. We're recording this late on a Tuesday, so it's probably going to go live the same day that supplement goes live. We were able to confirm the price is $49.99, if I remember correctly. Next up, we got news on VMIF. VMI Sports came out last year, and much to that topic of kitchen sink, VMI confirmed it was going to do that premium pre-workout. It previewed a supplement called KXR Elite, which is expected to be a loaded premium pre-workout, giving fans of the brand that want a little more out of their pre-workout. VMI Sports' famous pre-workout is KXR. Very cost-effectively priced. I think it sits around 30 to 35. But yeah, damn good. Well put together for the price point. Evenly spreads its ingredients. Pretty respectable dosages for the price. KXR Elite is intended to cost a lot more than that. But again, as I said, with the common pre-workout approach, it's going to cost more but give you a lot more to work out, basically. And so we didn't see the formula, but we had the product confirmed. A few months later, we have got a bit of an update. Now, VMI Sports has been around for a very long time. They definitely have experience in this space. As I said, they've built a name for themselves. KXR is one of their more known supplements. They've got plenty of experience in weight loss, protein powder with their Y-isolate. They've got a lot of, and so they've been working hard on this premium pre-workout, and I know the team there, and I'm guessing that it's going to good use. I suspect they're definitely strategizing, making sure this is exactly what they want it to be. And they did say that the name isn't going to be KXR. So KXR Elite won't be what it's called. But the concept of that premium pre-workout is still very much in the works and coming. So for all those that were sort of curious, are we going to actually see this premium pre-workout? It is happening. They have confirmed it's still in the works. And I still very much like when we first laid eyes on it. I'm looking forward to seeing how that bad boy turns out. While on the topic of pre-workouts, we got news from the guys over at Like a Pro. One of your more reputable premium brands tends to just jam up its supplements with ingredients and dosages that you can't go wrong with. They announced another pre-workout. Now, Like a Pro has built a very strong following, great reputation. Again, if you just look at some of their supplements, Pump and Focus, or even Outsized is ridiculously dosed pump pre-workout. In fact, it's one of the very few, I think maybe one of the three supplements I know of that has more than 4 grams of combined, or 4 grams plus of combined NO3T nitrates. But yeah, they're known for powerhouse supplements. But interestingly, all of their pre-workouts are more moderate stimmed. And that's not a knock. I'm not saying like that's a bad thing. But I just find it very cool that Like a Pro hasn't gone with what everyone else does. Most brands put 250, 300, sometimes 350, 400 milligrams of caffeine in their primary pre-workouts, Pump and Focus, you get 150, which I thought was just, and that's always been the case. They've always stuck to that, and you gotta give it up to them for sticking to their guns and doing what they do. And I thought it was very cool that they didn't waver from that. But now they're coming out with a product called 9-Volt. And it's a high-stim beast. We don't know what's in it yet, but considering the dosages and the ingredients and sort of the comprehensiveness of the formulas Like a Pro tends to put into its supplements, I am very interested to see how this turns out, how a high-stim pre looks for a company that knows all about dosages and kind of has been holding back on stimulants just purely because that's just the way that they've approached the space of pre-workout. We have seen the new high-stim, I guess, in their Behemoth pre-workout, which is that beast. Then we had, I think they do also do a pretty good stim in their Fat Burner. I know they have a stim Fat Burner. So they definitely know what they're doing. And again, they know how to formulate supplements. Take a look at Outsize. Take a look at Pump and Focus. Their complete health supplement. I'm interested to see how it unfolds. We'll have details on that shortly, but I believe the formula is going to be shared this week or next, because the launch of the supplement is coming before the end of the month, and that's only about 2 to 3 weeks to go. So we'll definitely be seeing what it turns out to be and how it works in the coming weeks. And as always, stay tuned to Stacked. We'll make sure we put it up there as soon as we find it. As soon as we're given it. Next up, we're going to keep within that pre-workout space and shoot over to Raw Nutrition. So last week, the giant supplement retailer up in Canada, Supplement King, was celebrating the opening of its 100th store, which is a milestone. That is, anytime you can open that many stores in one market, you deserve a standing ovation, and I applaud the company for doing that. And even when they announced the 100th store opening, they said, now on to 200. So I commend them for that. Anyone who's putting supplements more into the world, you get an applause in my book, you get a tick. In addition to the 100th celebration, the 100th store opening, they did a full-on celebration which involved a sale at all of their stores. I believe it was 25% off everything and buy one, get one free deals and various supplements and stuff like that. But as it turns out, they went even further and they got a couple collaborations. And so one of them, I think we are sharing today or tomorrow. And one of them is from Raw Nutrition. So they teamed up with Raw Nutrition to do a sort of celebratory special edition version of the C-Bum series pre-workout, Thevage. So it features on the front, it's got an alternative label design, so different from the other Thevage flavors. And it's called King Thevage. So it's obviously a nice tie-in with Supplement King and the name of the supplement. And then the label itself continues that gold celebration and theme. And yeah, looks damn cool. Has all of the same ingredients as every other flavor of the Thevage pre-workout. But I don't know about the flavor. I looked around, I couldn't find Jack anything. I would assume it's a flavor of that's already available. I could be wrong, it could be something else. It might even be the 3-peat, 4-peat, 5-peat mystery that they do. But it doesn't have a name on it, so there is the chance that it is something completely different. I don't know, but the tub looks damn cool. And it's, again, the King Thevage moniker is pretty sweet. That tie-in from Supplement King and Raw Nutrition was pretty cool to see them get that on both sides. It was just cool to see a supplement retailer get a special edition for its celebration. So yeah, very cool. You can check it out on the site, but it is, as far as I know, only available in Canada, as you'd expect. Not only available in Canada, but exclusive to Supplement King. So you can order it through its website or stop by some of its stores, but it is extremely limited. So if you do want it, I advise you get in and get it. Otherwise, yeah, you snooze, you lose. Next up, we're going to shoot down to, we've got three stories to close out. The third to last one is Smart Sweets, one of my favorite Better For You gummy candy brands. Always delivering great consistency, flavor, and nutrition on their products. They don't walk, they're not too close to the, you know, completely zero calorie, no calorie approach, and they're not high protein, but they make up for that in just a damn good, pretty on point gummy taste, considering it's like 2 to 3 grams of sugar per bag. They have jumped in on Easter now, of all times. Usually it's a European brand. They get in pretty damn early, like first week of March, 3 weeks, 4 weeks before, you know, the big day, we get special edition Easter products, and they just roll them out and, you know, celebrate early. Now, Smart Sweets has come out with its two of its Easter celebration products. There is Berry Bunnies, and then there is Tropical Eggs. So they are both, versions of its popular gummy candy. Again, the catch is you, they have a they come in a different shape. So the Berry Bunnies, the gummy candies are in the shape of Easter bunnies, of course. And then the tropical eggs are in the shape of Easter eggs with a little bit of patterns on them, and their flavors are in their name. So the bunnies are berry, and the tropical, I believe, was pineapple and orange. Yes, pineapple orange. And they continue that typical Smart Sweets theme. They have, 2 to 3 grams of sugar per bag, not zero. Low nutrition, low fat, low protein, and very respectable calories, considering we know how good they are on taste. They are obviously limited edition. They are for Easter, but they're out now, 2 months early, or 2 months before Easter. You can pick them up. We found them on Amazon, and I imagine they'll be on the Smart Sweets website at some point in the very near future. Moving on from there, we're going over to the hydration giant, or the sports drink giant, beverage giant, essentially, now that they're in energy, in prime. Kind of the last year or so, they've really done a great job at keeping things fun, exclusive, and almost kind of collectible. I think it was all kind of when they did the Glowberry, that was a pretty fun drop where they, you know, made the bottle glow in the dark. They had the various different flavors with it. But most interestingly, they did the regional exclusives, which were special edition variants of the flavor that were only available in specific regions. So there was one for Canada, there was one for the UK, there was one for the US. I think there was one in the UK and the US, and there was one in Australia. So if you were an individual who loved to collect prime hydration flavors for whatever reason, they made these ones hard to get. They made them desirable, exclusive, pretty much, and they spread them out. And so this past week, we shared a story on what might be even the one of the most exclusive, because they did have the gold flavor, which was in celebration of them selling 1 billion bottles, and that went out to ambassadors, I believe. And a couple of them ended up on eBay, but very exclusive, obviously, when it's a flavor that's only for ambassadors. And so this past week, we got news on what I don't know if is a flavor, but it is an addition. So at the start of the year, Prime basically put out a custom map on Fortnite, the video game. And the whole thing was themed around Prime. There was giant logos, big things of Logan Paul and KSI, the whole nine yards type thing. And yeah, throw in the code, you could play it. And yeah, it was a pretty fun, pretty cool little activation that they had going on, a very cool promotion. Now they've come out, or Logan Paul came out and said that, and he showed off the three special edition labeled bottles of Prime Hydration. And you can go to on our site and you can see it. And they all say red versus blue, blue versus red at the top. That is, that's basically, I guess, a lean into the format that they had for the custom map, where it was, you know, the traditional video game showdown of red versus blue and so on. And they all have different designs, these special edition bottles. And you, again, go on the site, you can check them out, just type in Prime Hydration or Prime Red vs Blue or Prime Fortnite, it'll come up. But the interesting part about this is that Logan Paul mentioned that these are for the players at the top of its leaderboard. So these aren't going to be things you can buy. These aren't going to be given to ambassadors. I mean, they may be, I don't know. They're going to be given to the guys who've been hammering it hard and leading the custom map leaderboard. I thought it was very interesting. Again, they've done a great job at making flavors and additions desirable, collectible, almost. And this is just very much another example of that. If the flavors that were only available in certain regions weren't enough, this kind of goes that extra mile and really just makes it quite possibly one of the most exclusive drops you can get outside of that gold $1 billion flavor. I don't know if the flavor inside these editions is different. That may not be the case. Maybe it is, maybe it's not. But yeah, they have a nice little special edition wrapper. There's three of them. Again, you can check them all out on the site. And yeah, I mean, if I get more information, I'll put it out there. But as far as I know, these are exclusive to players as rewards who are atop their leaderboard. Now, the last story we have is actually a pretty interesting one, as is the case, to be honest, with all of the ones we put up here. And it is all the way from GNC. So the retail giant GNC has numerous house brands or lines of supplements it produces and sells, notably Beyond Raw. They've now got one called GNCX Innovations. Now, we posted about this because there was a whole series of supplements on GNC.com under the GNCX Innovations banner. Now, this has been out there for a while, that name. Someone mentioned to us a while back that there was an energy drink or beverage you could get at GNC with that logo attached to it. And it had the name word prototype on it. Prototype 1.0 or 2.0 was a V1, V2. Now, this whole new line of supplements, the GNCX Innovation supplements, is the same. So they have a prototype V1, prototype V2, and those are in reference to the different flavors of each particular product. And so just to give you a breakdown, the GNCX Innovation supplements you can now get at GNC.com are clear protein, so a traditional, clear, refreshing protein powder. It does have a little twist to it, if I'm not mistaken. And then there is, I'm just trying to go through it now. That's right, they added probiotics to it in line with that that clear, refreshing feel as opposed to the dairy-based milkshake type taste you typically get with protein powders. Then there's healthy gut protein, which is indeed a whey concentrate supplement with added enzymes and probiotics to support gut health as well as provide the benefits of protein powder. Then there is Anytime Energy, which is a superfood supplement infused with energy. And then there is Test Pre-Workout, which I actually thought was the name immediately was shouted to me like a test pre-workout, like, we're going to see how this goes. Maybe it'll change. As I was reading through the supplement, I quickly realized, oh, this is a hybrid testosterone boosting pre-workout. So it's that classic combination of testosterone ingredients and pre-workout ingredients in the one supplement. Again, this is not something we haven't seen before, but the combination they've put in here is actually pretty interesting. They've got beta-alanine, creatine, nitrosogen, the incredibly heavily studied KSM, ashwagandha, primavi, caffeine, maca, horny, goat weed, and CoQ10, all in the one supplement, all together, all at pretty damn good dosages. And yeah, and the overarching goal there is to support testosterone or naturally boost testosterone, as well as provide pre-workout benefits. And as I said, each of those products that I mentioned has prototype V1 and prototype V2, and that is in reference to the different flavors. The real interesting point that I'd like to make is I think it's at least from the outside, and with the words like prototype on there, I'm guessing this is more of like a prototype test line. I don't actually know. I don't really speak to anyone at GNC, but it's an interesting series. Very interesting series, very cool approach. I think if that is what we're talking about here, like a line that they can put out there, people can try, and then maybe if they get feedback, it evolves into an official supplement, maybe somewhere else under the GNC banner, one of their other brands. I don't know, but yeah, you can check it out on the site. Just look up, just type in GNCX. It will come up. You can grab it now at GNC.com. All of the supplements are very similarly priced. I think it was $39.99 for the clear protein and healthy gut protein at 20 servings each. Then there was $40 for the rather unique superfood supplement infused with caffeine and anytime energy. And then the test pre-workout is the highest of the bunch at $49.99 for a tub of 30 servings. So check them all out on the site. We've got a nice breakdown of each of their ingredients and their purposes on the site, and you kind of get more information there. But a very interesting series of supplements from the team over there. And again, this I believe someone messaged me when this got out there, and they referenced the energy drink and were saying that it was the Beyond Raw. They were told it was the beverage they had under that GNCX brand was basically what Beyond Raw's charged lit was. I think their nootropic energy drink. Which if that is the case, that kind of leads into what I was saying. Maybe this is like a prototype brand where they put out concepts, ideas, and evolve them into other products. Again, I don't know entirely, but it does make sense. And that would be a pretty cool little thing to do, just to be able to buy a supplement that isn't necessarily official that you could then test or try out and then see it in a polished off, again, under the Beyond Raw banner, maybe under the GNC Amped, whatever. Like, it's a pretty cool little play, and interesting look as well. I really like the look that they put on it. It's as basic as it comes. It's literally just text, and the type that they use, the font that they used with the prototype name and stuff like that. Really bare bones approach, pretty cool to see as I got behind me. Head over to stack.com, check it out, type it in. As with anything on this podcast, shoot over to the website, check it out. As we always beg and ask, visit the site once a day, twice a day, 2,000 times a day would be nice. As much times as you feel you need to be informed. That's all we ask for any of the things that we do in this world with the podcasts, the sharing of the news, social media, and even the Arnold collaboration that is right around the corner and is going to be a fun chaotic time. But share the website with your mom, your dad, your brother, your sister, and thank you for listening. Look forward to having you back next time.